नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रस्ताय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनीति नामने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चाच देशधारणे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नस्तप्रयेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी रीडिंग श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 9 टेक्स्ट चैप्टर 24 टेक्स्ट 59 कृष्ण The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Akshohini nang patibir Asurar nripalanchanai Bhuva akram yamanaya abaraya krithodyamaha akshohini nam of kings possessing great military power Patibi, by such kings or government, Asurai, actually demons, because they do not need such military power, but create it unnecessarily. Nripalanchanai, who are actually unfit to be kings, although they have somehow taken possession of the government. Bhuvaha, on the surface of the earth. Akramyamanaya, aiming at attacking one another. Abaraya, paving the way for diminishing the number of demons on the surface of the earth. Krita Ujjamaha, enthusiastic. They spend all the revenue of the state to increase military power. Translation purport by His Divine Grace Abhaya Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Although the demons who take possession of the government are dressed like men of government, they do not know the duty of the government. Consequently, by the arrangement of God, such demons, who possess great military strength, fight with one another. And thus the great burden of the demons on the surface of the earth is reduced. The demons increase their military power by the will of the Supreme, so that their numbers will be diminished, and the devotees will have a chance to advance in Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada's purport, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, paritranaya sadhunam vinasha chayad duskritam. The sadhus, the devotees of the Lord, are always eager to advance the cause of Krishna consciousness so that the conditioned souls may be released from the bondage of birth and death. But the asuras, the demons, impede the advancement of the Krishna consciousness movement, and therefore Krishna arranges occasional fights between different asuras who are very much interested in increasing their military power. The duty of the government or king is not to increase military power unnecessarily. The real duty of the government is to see that the people of the state advance in Krishna consciousness. For this purpose, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 4:13, Chatur Varanyang Maya Srishtang Guna Karma Vibhagashaha. According to the three modes of material nature and the work ascribed to them, the four divisions of human society were created by me. There should be an ideal class of men who are bona fide brahmanas, and they should be given all protection. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha. Krishna is very fond of brahmanas and cows. The brahmanas promulgate the cause of advancement in Krishna consciousness. And the cows give enough milk to maintain the body in the mode of goodness. The kshatriyas and the government should be advised by the brahmanas. Next, the vaishyas should produce enough foodstuffs. And the shudras, who cannot do anything beneficial on their own, should serve the three higher classes, the brahmanas, kshatriyas, and vaishyas. This is the arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so that the conditioned souls will be released from the material condition and return home back to Godhead. This is the purpose of Krishna's descent on the surface of the earth. Paritranaya sadhunang vinashaya cha duskritam. Everyone must understand Krishna's activities. Janma karma cha me divyam. If one understands the purpose of Krishna's coming to this earth and performing his activities, one is immediately liberated. This liberation is the purpose of the creation and Krishna's descent upon the surface of the earth. Demons are very much interested in advancing a plan by which people will labor hard like cats, dogs, and hogs. But Krishna's devotees want to teach Krishna consciousness so that people will be satisfied with plain living and Krishna conscious advancement. Although demons have created many plans for industry and hard labor so that people will work day and night like animals, this is not the purpose of civilization. Such endeavors are jagatohita. That is, they are meant for the misfortune of the people in general. Kshaya, kshayaya, such activities lead to annihilation. One who understands the purpose of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, should seriously understand the importance of the Krishna consciousness movement and seriously take part in it. One should not endeavor for ugra karma or unnecessary work for sense gratification. Nunam pramita kurute vikarma yarindriya pritaya apranoti. Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto. Simply for sense gratification, people make plans for material happiness. Maya sukhaya baram udbahato vimudhan. They do this because they are all vimudhas, rascals, For flickering happiness, people waste their human energy, not understanding the importance of the Krishna consciousness movement, but instead accusing the simple devotees of brainwashing. Demons may falsely accuse the preachers of the Krishna consciousness movement, but Krishna will arrange a fight between the demons in which all their military power will be engaged and both parties of demons will be annihilated. Om Agyanate Marandasya Agyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Miritam Jaina Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Vancha Kalpaturubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Read the translation once again. Although the demons who take possession of the government are dressed like men of government, they do not know the duty of the government. Consequently, by the arrangement of God, such demons who possess great military strength fight with one another, and thus the great burden of demons on the surface of the earth is reduced. The demons increase their military power by the will of the Supreme, so that their numbers will be diminished and the devotees will have a chance to advance in Krishna consciousness. So Krishna, he creates the whole material universe, this world, to facilitate our desire to try to be the enjoyers. So the spirit soul is encumbered by the subtle body, the ego, the mind. They call it the false ego, the mind, the senses, the intelligence, and the five elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether, all the planets, the sky, the earth. Everything is produced of Krishna's energies. So Krishna manifests everything. And then according to our desire, many places it says we start as Lord Brahma, so very powerful, supreme controller, can create other beings and manage the whole universe nicely, emperor. And from there things start degrading. So everyone, there are so many desires because Krishna is unlimited. It's said that scientists and people can try to count all the dust particles in the whole universe, but no one can actually even come close to measuring all the different unique qualities of Krishna. So Krishna has unlimited qualities, transcendental qualities, and we're all little Krishnas, little parts of Krishna. We also have very unique qualities, minutely. Nityo Nityanam Chaitanas Chaitananam Eko Bahunang Yovididatikama. So Krishna, he's the supreme controller, we are controlled. He's the mountain of gold and we're the little tidbit of gold. We have the same quality. So while somehow or other, unknowingly why we would leave such a beautiful place as the spiritual kingdom, where all happiness and ecstasy is there at every moment, still that curiosity, maybe I can become a supreme controller. Just for lack of words, maybe words cannot describe why we left, how we left, but somehow we find ourselves entangled in this world. And Krishna created in such a way that there is different types of knowledge, different types of philosophy. Yeah. Some are interested to analyze all the material elements in an analytical way, Sankhya. And then there are those who don't care about analyzing anything, they just want to enjoy the senses. They want to enjoy the mind. They're working very hard how I can manipulate this material energy, extract something from this energy by my intelligence, by my power and prowess. Like we know Hiranyakashipu, we know great controllers of the whole universe. They control things by their power. Krishna is the most powerful, so we have power. And somehow or other, even demons are very powerful. They're giving that. Although by their activities, their demonic activities, they're paving themselves into a degraded condition. They're not going to always... Sometimes people question, why is it that devotees who are trying to abide by the laws of God are suffering, or they're poor, or they're experiencing anxiety? But there are many examples throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam. The Avanti Brahmana, he was a powerful householder, wealthy, tried to take care of his family nicely, but somehow, due to bad or good fortune, he lost everything, and then he was abused by other people, because when you're no longer a wealthy or prominent position person, then people don't care necessarily. But he learned detachment. And sometimes, or many times we hear Prabhupada say that when Krishna is very kind to someone, he takes everything away. Because everything in this world is simply an entrapment for keeping us here for repeated birth and death. And now the kings, in order to rule the government, the citizens, the king, they were actually called Rajarshis because they were saintly. And maybe you've seen, even a couple thousand years ago, they would always be praying, and on behalf of the church, they would have crusades, and various fighting would take place between one religion and another religion. Those, I think that, you're not following religion, so let's fight and kill each other. And even during Krishna's time, just 5,000 years ago, what to speak of Satya Yuga, Krita, during that time, everyone was very much advanced, somehow in the material world, but they were very refined and elevated personalities, that they were naturally inclined towards goodness, mode of goodness, and they could actually meditate in such a way they could control their senses, control their mind. They had all the good qualities. Then Treta Yuga, then Dwapara Yuga, the different processes of worship were adopted, meditating on the Lord in the heart. So you would sit in meditation for a long, long time with severe rules and regulations. Then deity worship. Even in Kali Yuga, it's described that by the process of deity worship, one kind of is regulating himself to stay clean, focus on the Lord. Let me get nice items for cooking for the Lord, dress the Lord nicely, say prayers, mantras for the Lord. So these are all purificatory processes, ultimately meant to help us understand that the material world is a miserable place of repeated birth and death. And that no matter how we find ourselves situated in a good family, a good political position, or however we might think we'll be satisfied and happy in this world, it's ultimately all smashed and finished with the end of the body. Whether the body lasts 100,000 years, 1,000,000 years, 100 years, or only 50 years, this temporary body is a gift of Mother Nature under the direction of Krishna to help the spirit soul, especially the human form of life, specifically the human form of life, is meant to look around and realize that all the animals, all the different activities that are going on in this material world, because beyond the earth, water, fire, and ether, hidden within all elements are spirit souls. Krishna is within every atom of the universe. Krishna is present within every atom of the universe. That means that living entities are everywhere. Krishna is in the heart of every living being, giving guidance according to our desires. We want something, So naturally, the Father, he wants to accommodate. We think it's, although sometimes what we want is not good for us, but Krishna still allows. So the kings, being Rajarshis, that evam parampara praptam imang rajarshayo vidhu sakalene mahata yoganashta parantapa. So this yoga system, or the perfection of religion, rajavidya rajaguyam pavitram idam uttamam, that this king of education is the most secret of all secrets, it's the purest knowledge, and it's meant for self-realization. And many times, out of mock argument, devotees would tell Prabhupada, but this process seems too difficult. You know, it's too difficult, you know, following four regulative principles, you know, hey, you have to control your eating, no sex life, no gambling, no intoxication. This is what the material world is built for enjoying life. So it's too much difficulty to follow all these rules and regulations. But if you read the Vedas and the prescriptions for the brahmachari, how austere, if you really read very carefully the brahmachari, how dedicated they are, how much they're in the mood of rendering service, how they're in the mood of seeing all living entities, that Krishna's in their heart, even offering obeisances to the dogs and the animals. Imagine having, not kicking them when they're in your way, or feeling in any way superior. So the brahmachari principles, as prescribed in the Vedas, are very rigid. Then grihastha, also, the duties needed to be performed in activities. Krishna says, chaturvarnyam maya srishtam guna karma vibhagasya. So Krishna's created according to one's nature and activities. Some are considered intelligent. Hopefully they're following the scripture and they're giving guidance to others. Kshatriyas, if somebody attacks me, immediately the arms go up. You want to protect. So kshatriyas are meant for protecting and ruling and giving another kind of guidance. Vaishyas, everyone needs to eat and be supplied. And then Shudras, they could care less about instructing others, this and that, but they're happy just to serve the other orders. But the king, the ruler, their responsibility is to make sure that God or religion is being upheld, that God's instructions are being given very clearly. But in today's society, especially in Kali Yuga, most of the leaders, kings or rulers, due to the bodily platform, they're fighting over, this is my land. No, this is my land, and let's fight about this demarcation line. Or the color of my skin is such and such, the color of your skin is that, or my religion, your religion. It's all based on bodily platform. It's all based on trying to exploit the natural resources. How much money, how much enjoyment can I provide for my citizens? You know, people thinking a good government, a good king, is one that could provide nice sense gratification. Provide all the different amenities so that we don't have to brush our teeth, the machine does it. You know, no longer have to walk. You know, you have scooters and bikes and cars and planes and trains and many, many things, big buildings. And people are fooled to think that, let me go to the big city and work hard in a machine shop all day long. I remember back in Buffalo, New York, my brother went to work for Bethlehem Steel. So it's a big steel mill company. And he was working in the coal engine. So you have to, all day long, shoveling the coal, come back black, completely covered black. So this ugra karma, this unnecessary industry that's in the pretense of helping people achieve the goal of life. First of all, they don't know what the goal of life is. They think the goal of life means I have a nice family, a nice place, nice car, nice clothes, good food, and people respect me, and this is the goal of my existence. But this is illusory. And so leaders who don't, just like now the chief minister said about cow slaughter, that they should restrict the slaughterhouses. They should restrict the different sinful activities which are going on in such a way. But being in Kali Yuga, Krishna could see that the bad signs of Kali Yuga are coming. Practically, it's too far gone to have a religious leader, because if someone tried to be a religious leader, the citizens being so impious and so much immersed in ignorance, they would probably tear down the leader. So Krishna told the Yadavas that, okay, now you go to Prabhas and perform nice rituals, because I see very many bad omens coming. And during Krishna's time, many kings, he paritranaya sadunang vinashaya chadushkritam. So we hear of so many battles and so many kings and warriors being destroyed. Jarasandha, how many times? 18 times, you know. And the amount of destruction, Parasuram destroyed the so-called Kshatriya so many times. And even Krishna could see Kali Yuga's coming, and my family is so powerful that he had to wind up his own family. So the Yadu dynasty went there and for festive activities, and they all became so maddened that they killed one another. Totally wiped out. All the demigods who came to assist Krishna in his Leela went back to the heavenly planet. Those who came from spiritual world went back to the spiritual kingdom. Krishna himself left, Balaram left, everyone left. But in Kali Yuga, Krishna left two very nice things. Srimad Bhagavatam is actually Krishna's incarnation in Kali Yuga, that is worshipped like the deity. This is the Srimad Bhagavatam, because by hearing the pastimes of Krishna, by associating with those who are attracted to the pastimes of Krishna, those who are only interested in reciting and hearing about Krishna, glorifying Krishna, then that burns off the sinful activities in the heart. And you develop the desire to serve and worship Krishna. And Kali Kaler Dharma Krishna Nam Sankirtan. Goloker Premadan Hari Nam Sankirtan. That he transported, although the holy name is always there and available, but just for the significance that there is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way of attaining perfection in human life other than Hari Katha. And the best way is reading Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing Bhagavad Gita, reading Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's own words. God is speaking. Who will not listen? Every word is a transcendental vibration. So when the Krishna mantra, by calling out to Krishna, calling out to Srimati Radharani, calling out to Balaram, Lord Ram, Krishna, he's absolute. And that sincere prayer, all the potencies of Krishna's energies are invested in his holy names. And so the best advice of any kingdom, any leader, would be to actually encourage this katha. Just in the villages throughout India, they would have Ramayan, Mahabharata every evening, stories of the Lord, his activities, his strength, his killing of demons, because everyone likes to, a little excitement. What movies are popular? Not the dull, boring movies, but when there's fight and there's action, swords, cutting heads, and, you know, so this took place. Krishna's pastimes in Krishna book, they're like the most exciting and fascinating stories. But that is taking place to show us that this material world is not meant for a gentleman, is not meant for anyone who's really looking for happiness or eternal life. Obviously, Maya covers the intelligence of those to think there is no God, that everything came about by chance. There was a big bang. There was a big explosion. All the planets seemed to be floating in space very carefully. Now they said, the scientists are bewildered. one very luminous star, it disappeared. They don't know where it's gone. They have no clue. Science has no clue as to what is the reality. Even when I was in school, they said, oh, science has now proven that all our research for the last 10, 20 years is useless. Start over again. So they keep starting over again and again, trying to analyze, you know, is there life on Mars? Is there life on the moon? I think we're the only people of all these billions and trillions of stars within the universe. We're the only people that matter. We're the only civilized life that there is. So this is how foolish the so-called leaders are, and people think that there's no proof, but the proof is there. It's in the scripture. And one who follows the teaching under the guidance of a bona fide guru, because Krishna is called Chaitya Guru, right? Chaitya Guru, he's the spiritual master in the heart, because Krishna's seeing everything. He knows everything. He knows all our desires. And he's giving us the ability. He's also the ability in man. When one has a stroke and half his body is paralyzed, nothing science can do about it. It's finished. And if Krishna doesn't give us the ability, we cannot blink our eyes or move, go here, go there. Or even the intelligence. Where does that come from? The mind. Where does it come from? Remembrance, memory. Matat smritir gyanam apohanam cha sarvasya chaham hridi sanavishto matat smritir gyanam apohanam. So Krishna is giving us memory, remembrance. According to our desires, we only remember so much. And then we're pushed into motion again. One creation is finished, back into Krishna. Krishna creates again. Everybody's put into motion according to desires and karma. Karma na daivana traina. So the only way to stop this whole process is by adopting the religion for this age. And what is the religion for this age? Harinam Sankirtan. Lord Chaitanya, the Lord came personally. Okay, I spoke Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, but somehow or other, it's always diluted by the demoniac efforts of the atheists. Because the atheistic people want to keep the devotees quiet, because ignorance is bliss. Everyone wants to continue enjoying without feeling guilty or worrying about God's rules and regulations. There is no God, so I can do whatever I want. So it's very common practice for atheists or those who are gross materialists to deny the existence of God so that they're not obligated to follow any rules and regulations. So that is the importance of actually surrendering to the spiritual master. Krishna, he went to the Gurukul. He accepted a spiritual master. Lord Chaitanya accepted a spiritual master. The Goswamis, they're all in this mood. Das, 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 anudas. Anyone who's a servant of the servant of the servant, I worship him. I take the dust of his feet on my head. So these are not simply slogans, flowery word combinations, just to kind of, you know, fill up the pages of the Bhagavatam and all the Vedic literatures. The Vedas are very strong in being humble, being dedicated, being a genuine person. Don't be a pretender. Don't be, you know, a liar. These are different aspects. And although we may not have all the godly qualities, we fall short as far as being a pure devotee comes. But continue the process. Continue the process of hearing the holy name, hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, and also making the endeavor. Krishna and Sudama, they went to the forest to collect firewood, Sudama and Krishna? Was it Sudama and Krishna that went to the forest? And so, you know, Krishna being the Supreme Lord, why he had to get, you know, okay, Sudama, let's go. The Guru wants us to collect firewood. And they're out working to get the firewood. Then, you know, storm comes and they become all this leela to show us that we're never free. Just as, even in a joking way, Prabhupada says how Arjuna, Krishna never told Arjuna, okay, you just sit down in the chariot, smoke ganja, relax, I'll take care of everything. No, he told you, get up and fight. You do your work. So Prabhupada, he was expressing how people are simply addicted to eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. They think on a weekend, if I can sleep 10, 12, 14 hours, this is enjoyment. Prabhupada said, even I'm not sleeping, a couple hours, I'm busy working for Krishna. So we have limited time. We don't know when our time clock is over. We don't know, we can go out and some, you know, big piece of marble can knock us in the head and kill us. You can slip on the road, out of nowhere, death comes. Mysteriously, COVID-19 comes and destroys many people. You know, hundreds of thousands, millions. So all these disease, war, pestilence, earthquakes. I think there was an earthquake yesterday, a small one in Delhi. So Mother Nature can devour us at any moment. You know, who's keeping all the planets from colliding and or the sun burning us to ashes? Or freezing us. The weather is changing. Sometimes people are blaming the scientists for messing around with the weather. And due to Kali Yuga, people are abusing Mother Nature, not living according to the laws of nature. So we, Prabhupada, in a very bold way, very triumphant way, he's teaching simple living, high thinking. That means you work the land, you produce nicely, you take care of the cows, you have milk, sufficient food stuff, you read Bhagavatam, a beautiful entertainment is there, you can have plays, theater. Prabhupada is very happy to see the devotees playing Krishna Leela, Ram Leela. But very importantly is that we give up our ego and our pride. Because that's the why we come into the material world, is because we've lost our submissive nature to Krishna. We're thinking that we could be the enjoyers, and by my own plan, and by my own intelligence and prowess and strength, you know, when someone wins a fight, they put out their chest and put their arms up like, you know, I'm very powerful. But Krishna, he is very kind and very loving, and he's sent Srila Prabhupada even during this very difficult time of Kali Yuga to give us all proper guidance and proper engagement as well. And we may not know exactly what is my dharma, my duty. You know, what's the best thing for me? Maybe I'm eternally a pujari. I don't want to be eternally a pot washer or a cook. See, the thing is, don't identify so much with the seva. It's good to be attached, but better, whatever seva Krishna is giving, I'm ready to do that. You know, if I have to clean the floor, I'm cleaning the floor. If I have to cook for the devotees, I cook for the devotees. If I have to go out and try to assist in helping save the conditioned souls, I'll go out and I'll do the book distribution. So Krishna is very happy when a devotee has this preaching spirit, this spirit of giving Krishna to others. That means that you're feeling for the suffering of others, para dukkha dukkhi. That a devotee, by developing the good qualities of Krishna consciousness, he naturally feels for the suffering of other living entities. He naturally, why are we preaching? We're chanting the holy name, praying to Krishna, but also for these vibrations to affect the hearts and the minds of others. We're reading Bhagavatam or discussing Krishna's Leela, so we ourselves are cleansing our heart and mind and allowing others to be attracted to Krishna. We're dressing the deities and performing the deity worship very beautifully to attract the devotees to the beauty of Krishna in his transcendental nature, so that we can see that yes, all the endeavors, all the accomplishments in this world, all the goals of the materialists fall very far short of my true existence of being Satchidananda, eternal, full of bliss and full of knowledge. That's our nature. although this body doesn't necessarily reflect what we really are, but this body is like a torn piece of cloth. When the cloth is useless, you discard it and you go get another piece of cloth. When Rama Kanta sees I have ripped kurti, he says, let me get you a new one. You look very bad, ripped. So when the body is finished, you'll get a new body. But while you have this body, if we utilize it for Krishna's service, for Guru Seva, enthusiastically, and respect to all devotees. But serving the Guru doesn't mean we neglect others. We don't even neglect the dog. Sometimes we neglect the monkeys, but carefully. But the real understanding of a true Paramahamsa, he sees Krishna in everyone's heart, and he serves Krishna by serving Guru, by serving the devotees of the Guru. This is, when we read the translation of Trinadapi Sunichena, Tarorapi Sahishnuna, Amanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari, we want to chant the holy name always, but we have to become tolerant, humble, ready to offer respects to all others, you know, be submissive. These are not weak characteristics. These are characteristics of strength. I have a picture in my house of Prabhupada just looked so humbly praying. And even when Prabhupada came after so many heart attacks and coming for such a service for his Guru Maharaj, the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had no... How will these people ever understand? And what am I capable of doing? Most insignificant servant. You know, he was seeing like that. But you see, what a powerhouse. Shakti Avatar, Srila Prabhupada, spread the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. And from all the places in the world, what is the best place? Sri Vrindavan Dham. And who are the luckiest people? Those who can serve in Sri Vrindavan Dham. So Prabhupada, this is his home. Prabhupada is here. And we're in the raging, blazing Kali Yuga. There's a fighting spirit of all these so-called leaders. They're ready. They have many weapons of destruction. They have invested their money and their energy simply for military strength, and they will use it. There will come a time. So we're preparing ourselves by being strong in our habits of hearing and chanting about Krishna and carrying out the message of Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki. So we have a couple of minutes if anyone have any questions or comments. Mother Devi Shakti, you have your hand up or are you scratching? Scratching, okay. Oh, here, Prabhu. Maitreya Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. When Narada Muni, when Swami Bhuvamani went to visit Karna Muni gave him some instructions. And one was, it's very good that you come with the army that causes dust where it goes because the miscreants will be controlled in way.
So Swayambhuva Mani went to Kardama Muni and said, good, you have what?
It's very good that you have a big army.
Big army.
Yes.
Who had a big army?
Swayambhuva Mani.
Swayambhuva Mani. Okay.
So in that case, it's recommended to have a big army. But this verse is recommending that unnecessary military forces is not desirable.
Yes, I mean, the Pandavas had a big army. Krishna had his army as well. But unfortunately, those who are materialists and utilize their army on the basis of sense gratification, then this is very disruptive and destructive, actually. So a big army for Lord Chaitanya's army is good too. Have a big army for Lord Chaitanya. Sankirtan army. Yes, Prabhu?
Prabhu,
As you said, Prabhupada was the Shakti Avatar. So we see that how, by the mercy of Prabhupada, he gave mercy to everybody, and those devotees also gave mercy to everybody. So we can understand this as a powerhouse. From the powerhouse we get power. So everybody we see get the power, and whoever is speaking, as a small girl speaking, also Prabhupada said, she is also teaching. So we get this opportunity to preach to the people and bring them to Krishna consciousness. And when they are coming, we are satisfied and we are fulfilling the desire of our spirit.
Yes. Yes, because we're all Krishna Shakti. We all have that Shakti. And if we use it for Krishna's purpose, then people very much appreciate, because everyone has a connection to Krishna, everyone has a connection to the spiritual relationship in the spiritual world. So when the devotee is utilizing the body and utilizing his energy for the purpose of Krishna and spreading Krishna consciousness, people are happy. People are attracted. For those who are looking, because the demoniac and those, no matter how much you try to give Krishna consciousness, they want to stay in ignorance. Very good. Thank you very much. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai. Hare Krishna.